Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and matching technology that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 75% of employers claim Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other online job sites, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences daily. Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Join today by heading to Indeed.com/podcasts9 and get a £100 sponsored job credit. That's Indeed.com/podcasts9. Terms and conditions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 119, and Riley, go ahead and give them your disclaimer.
Yep. Join the Discord. You guys should know this by now. You know, we go over every single episode, so go ahead and join the Discord, you know, possibly, you know, do a giveaway. We're going to have a movie night at 30 members, you know, some fun stuff going on, so join it.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Pal World finally releases on the PS5.
The infamous Pal World has recently dropped on the PlayStation consoles. Much, you know, to the surprise of many in the gaming community, the game which, you know, made headlines in the past few weeks, thanks to a nebulous Nintendo lawsuit, was previously available on PC and Xbox. That's where, you know, it came out on, was PC and Xbox. Wasn't that Xbox first?
Well, it was PC, Steam, right before Xbox, but they within days of a couple days of each other.
Yeah, it was like 3 days or something like that. They kind of.
Yeah, it came on Game Pass. But what it
said, you know, where it found an unexpectedly robust audience, you know. A lot of people.
That was a lot of people. Yeah, even
like 7 million in like just like a week.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's a good game. It's a fun game. It's just not, still not cross-platform from Xbox to Steam, which most of my progress is on Steam, so I don't like really starting over on.
Kind of get why they don't have it, because hackers on PC and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to do cross-platform, they just haven't yet. And plus, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for the hackers, because Game Pass, you can play on PC or Xbox. And then Steam is PC, so you have two ways to play it on PC. So, I mean...
And then one way to play it on console.
Yeah. And then PS5 now.
Yeah. I mean, at least, you know, people on PlayStation are getting to play it now.
Finally.
It's a good game.
It is a really good game.
What? Beginning of the year, what was it like?
Came out in January.
Yeah. So it took them a few months.
Yeah, it's October.
Yeah. It doesn't take a gaming historian to see the similarities between Palworld and another major franchise, Pokemon. Now, obviously, you know.
What's Pokemon?
Pokemon with guns. Remember, that's what this is called. What is a Pokemon? I know what a Palworld is. I don't know what a Pokemon is. But it says here, Palworld adopts the monster collecting premises of Nintendo's world famous IP, but takes it into a radically different, somewhat more disturbing direction. You kill stuff.
Definitely with guns.
It's called Pokemon.
I will say though, it is. It might not be. It might be mean in a way, but like farming, like could you get resources from the pals? Like, you get oil and different stuff from the pals. So it's so much quicker going through there and just popping them with a pistol instead of battling them. It is rough, but it's way faster.
Think about it. It's kind of messed up, though. You're making them your slaves.
Yeah,
you're making them your labor.
And then you kill them for resources and stuff. Yeah, it's kind of rough. It is rough, but it's a fun game.
It's a rough game. It's fun, but rough.
Yeah.
But it says here, as players, essentially use PALs, the game's equivalent of Pokemon, for slave labor, as I just said, and, combat encounters. But it's the unique approach to the monster collecting formula once dominated by Nintendo. That makes Palworld so appealing to many players, and that consists forward momentum of the survival, genre, which enshrouds Palworld coupled with an emphasis on deeper real-time combat. Because instead of you just battling with Pokemon or pals, you actually can battle yourself. You can have spears, guns, weapons in general, and you can have different type of orbs, or it would be Pokeballs that you can get,
pal spears is what they're called.
Pal spears. There's four or five or maybe more different types
different
of them,
types.
But it depends on how powerful the creature is, and so
right.
It's like how the Pokeballs are, because the original Pokeball.
There's different ones,
there's a whole bunch of different versions. So it is a ripoff of Pokemon, but it's fun.
It is very fun.
You can kill.
Yeah.
Which obviously is not the best thing to do. The whole map's good too, the whole map and everything.
A lot of different areas to explore. Map.
Yeah.
It's like fire region, ice, and snow, and different ones.
A little forest thing, too.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch of different biomes and stuff. But it says here, the real-time combat has helped the game flourish in spite of its obvious legal abuse connections to Nintendo. With Palworld now available on PS5, it looks like it could be reaching a wider wider audience, than ever before. So, it says here, Palworld on PlayStation Plus, seems like a no-brainer.
Definitely, but will Sony do it?
You think it'll be on PlayStation Plus in the next month or so?
Probably.
Because that would be a good game to,
it's on Game Pass, so I don't know why it wouldn't go to PS Plus.
Yeah, to day one on Game Pass, so, it should go to PS Plus eventually. If not, it may take a few months, but it's going to go there eventually.
Definitely.
Because, you know, certain other games have went there, like God of War and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it says here, Power World was a day one Game Pass release, you know, which was a considerable factor in its success. Coming from a studio with, you know, virtually no track record, and, you know, with a pre-release public image defined by its similarities to Pokemon, Power World could have easily been, you know, destined for irrelevance. But no, they said, we're going to make it relevant. It's good. It's a good game. Yeah. It's like Ark. Pokemon, Minecraft. It's just a whole bunch of mix
between a whole bunch of different games. It's fun, though, like, to be mixed.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, it's a really fun game. You can fight. I like it a lot. I haven't played it.
In a while.
Like, February, but, you know, it's because...
Once it gets cross-platform, I'd like to play it again with you guys, but...
It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
It took me a little bit to get used to the controls and stuff, try to figure out everything, but I got it.
Yeah.
I remember getting a bird.
Yeah. Oh, the bird makes it traveling so much faster.
And so fast. But yeah, it says here, you know, relegated to the realm of cheap knockoffs and dime a dozen survival games. So, you know, it could have been irrelevant, but no. Like, you know, other games that are like this, but, you know, they went past that and they proved it was a good game, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Says here, the game existed as more of a meme than a highly anticipated title in the eye of the public. You know, its release to the Pokemon, but with guns, premises, did enough to capture players' attention. So just because that little phrase, people are like, oh, crap, let me try this out.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, it is Pokemon with guns. You literally can pop a Pokemon in the face with a pistol. So,
AR. They have all kinds of different guns on there. Shotgun. But the pistol is cheaper to make ammo for. So that's why I would go around trying to get oil or different resources from pals. I'd just go and pop them in the head. Yeah.
I never got to really craft a gun or anything. Because, you know, I quit playing.
Yeah.
I was close because I seen all the stuff. I got it unlocked, just I never crafted it or anything.
Right.
But yeah, it says here, you know, attention, but, you know, the grasp, you know, could have been tenuous. Of course, Power World, you know, wound up selling incredibly well on Steam and Xbox storefronts as well. Its success can't be chalked up solely by its, you know, inclusion in the Game Pass. But it's hard to deny that lowering the game's cost of entry, millions of Game Pass subscribers. Which me and you talked about that, and how they lowered the Power World sales.
Mm-hmm.
Like the price and stuff, I remember.
Right.
When was that? Like at the beginning?
It was a while ago.
Was it like July?
I think so.
Or June. It was around that time, I'm pretty sure. One of the J's.
January, but, June, July.
It wasn't January.
It came out in January.
Yeah. But it says here, you know, Game Pass subscribers helped its word of mouth marketing. You know, such an absurd idea is bound to keep people perked up their ears and giving it away for a mere $10 a month. Just talking about the Game Pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Allowing players to sink their teeth into surprisingly fun combat and settlement building mechanics, thereby, you know, increasing its, you know, visibility and solidifying it as a title worth paying attention to. History may be able to repeat itself now within Sony's ecosystem. So, we got your survival world, you know, survival games like Power World are good, you know, match for games on demand services. Because, you know, like Ark and stuff. Ark was on PlayStation Plus as well. Not too
Game
long
Pass.
Ago. Game Pass. You know, it's just games like this. People love survival type based games where you have to scavenge for food, get berries.
They're fun.
You know,
I mean,
kill stuff for meat. Yeah.
You
like
start off with nothing and then build your base and just go from there.
And
like, you just keep upgrading.
It's crazy how big you can get your base and stuff just from trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane. But it says here, you know, most people you know about Pal World at this point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, this could also, you know, boost, like, the PS Plus rates of, you know, PS Plus get bought and stuff, because people are going to want to try out this game. And they're only going to need to spend $10. That's for a month. And then, obviously, you can spend, like, 50 for 3, I'm pretty sure. And then a year's 100.
I'm not sure. I've never had PS Plus, because you can't play unless you have PlayStation. So.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, because it's not like Game Pass.
Yeah,
they made it like Game Pass, so you could play all those games and not have to have a PlayStation. Like, I would get it, because you could play a bunch of PlayStation first-party titles on PC. But.
Yeah, but that's all I have for that. Just, you know, PS Plus is probably going to make this game, or PlayStation General is going to make this game, like, bigger as a whole, because, you know, a lot of people play PlayStation.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
It's nice.
It is nice. All right. Nintendo is copyright striking emulation videos on YouTube.
Ashton, better look out. It's Ashton's thing right there.
Emulation. Well, I know, but I haven't got anything from Nintendo yet, so I don't actually showcase, like, oh, look, you can play this game on this emulator. I just set up the emulators and just so maybe
you're not getting in trouble for it. You probably won't get in trouble for it, actually, because you're not showing the games and whatnot. You're just setting up.
I mean, I did show like Super Mario Sunshine or whatever, but like, but that's just to show that the mods are working or whatever, like the 60 frames per second mod and everything. I'm not showing like gameplay, so to say, but. So it should be all right.
Yeah, I hope that one video has like 10,000 views.
It's got like 14,000 now.
I don't know. But it says here, Nintendo is famously, you know, protective of its, you know, intellectual property and has a history of suing content creators who, you know, feels have overstepped its mark. Like there's this guy I used to watch. Remember that Jeffy? Yeah. That got grounded for like 4 weeks. That guy, he used to use Mario plushies and stuff like that. Nintendo made him delete his channel and stuff. He had millions and millions of subscribers. Made him delete his channel and stuff. He's had to restart so many times because of that. Nintendo sued him because of all that.
Is he doing emulation? So
it's just stuffy videos or whatever. Because he used to like, it was just like weird. But he used like these Mario plushies and stuff for it in like sometimes not good way. So Nintendo sued him for a lot. But it says here, however, it's in a latest move feels particularly heavy-handed, and it has issued, you know, a copyright strike against a YouTube channel that reviews emulation handhelds.
Retro Game Corp.
Retro Game Corps. In case you didn't know, you know, it's an excellent channel.
I watch him. He's a really cool dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in the military, and he retired from the military and became a YouTuber, showing emulation videos on games. Like, he's the reason. He's one of the reasons I actually bought the ROG Ally, because he demonstrated, you know, what emulators you can play on it and just what it could do. He just does reviews for handhelds pretty much, and also PCs and stuff. So it's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool dude.
I mean, just does like tech reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
That's nice. Yeah, it says here, you know, he covers many retro gaming consoles. Main focus is modern-day portable devices like the AYA, Neo, the Anbernic, and the Retroid, which is capable of, you know, emulating classic game from, you know, easier. As you might imagine, you know, many of these systems run, you know, games for consoles like the NES, SNES, Game Boy, Nintendo 64, even the Wii U, and the, you know, channel's videos do a great job of showing off how these titles perform on the third-party hardware, you know, helping consumers, you know, make an informed choice, you know, if they want to do the emulation, whatnot. But I got a tweet here from, you know, Retro Game. It says here, I hate making posts like this, but I received another copyright strike this morning. I'm going to have to change the way I make my videos. There's a thing here, a post on his YouTube channel. I'll try to read it, small as crap. Hi friends, well, it doesn't appear that my worst fears are true, and that I'm, you know, being specifically targeted by Nintendo. My Wii U video has, you know, been taken down and I received another copyright strike. Even though this showcase video was no different than all the tech demos and reviews I have made on this channel previously, I have still considered a counterclaim under fair use, you know, as the video was for educational use. It's small as crap, although. It's literally like this small, the text is. You know, transformative in nature and had no effect on the market. It was a demonstrative of a console no longer for sale. Even the Wii U eShop is closed. So the company itself has no means in earning revenue from the, you know, since the Wii's closed, so they're not getting money from right. The Wii. And this is the video they striked. It was a Wii U, like, console.
I watched that video. So what it was is Simu, it's a Wii U emulator, but it's been stuck on like PC and Linux and Mac. But they finally released a fork for Android. So he was demonstrating that. He was showing Simu on an Android device. So I watched that video that he's talking about. So he's right. The Wii U, Nintendo's not making money off of it anymore. So they really have no reason
right
to no right copy strike and take down that video. Because like I said, I watched it. He's just, he doesn't say, oh, look, you can play. I mean, he's not doing like a playthrough of the game on that emulator. He's just showing that, hey, this emulator works. So he's, The game he used was The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. He was just showing, hey, this works. He wasn't doing like a walkthrough, through an emulator or anything like that. So Nintendo's kind of... They're being kind of ridiculous right now.
Yeah. That's
shutting down Riot Jinx and copyright striking.
Yeah. I seen that. Isn't that like a topic for next?
It's a topic for next, yeah. But it's
yeah,
just,
I was like, oh crap, because isn't that the thing I was playing Super Mario Wonder on?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they shut down Yuzu, the other one, earlier this year in March.
Yeah,
and then now they're shutting down this one. The last one, though, they had to sue them to get them to shut it down. This one, they done nothing wrong, but they, we'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah. But I got a thing here. It says, release means I am going to change how I approach videos in the future. So he's no longer going to actually show Nintendo games on his channel. No more. He's not going to go over, like, you know, Mario, Zelda, all that.
He'll just show emulation for other stuff, you know, not Nintendo consoles. Even, like, the NES and crap they get mad about. I'm like, dude, that was from 1985.
But he notes here that, you know, this is a shame because I love using those games for my hardware demonstrations. He adds that he is, you know, now going through the videos. I am working on blurring out any Nintendo game content as a precaution. Even, you know, insidious content like NES games, this will, you know, naturally have an impact on his output. I know this is disappointing news, you know, but now two strikes on my channel, I don't really have any other choice except to adjust accordingly. Russ, you know, congrats. Thanks for your understanding. Here's the editor note here. As Russ notes, you know, this is the second strike from, you know, Nintendo on his channel. The first is worth pointing out. It was, you know, related to his coverage of a device which allows you to dump Switch games on your computer. And it's easy to see. Yeah, you do that. But you also pay for those games.
Yeah.
So I don't get why Nintendo's
It's Nintendo. Like I said, if you guys...
I get you made it, but still, like... The person who's doing this, they have the game. They bought the game. So it shouldn't hurt you to let them do this at all.
Like I said, emulation is not illegal. Just getting the ROMs online and not paying for the games. That's the illegal part. But...
Yeah, just like how we talked about, I remember they were like, it was this company or whatever making profit off of certain like emulation games and stuff. Wasn't it like an Android app or something like that?
Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what
it's called, but I remember us talking about that.
Well, yeah, I know Yuzu was too. Like, that's why they got shut down. They was making money off Patreon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it sucks. Because, like I said, Retro Game Core, Russ, he's a cool dude. If you guys don't watch him already, go ahead. Just go watch his videos. You'll like him because I like him a lot. And he's a really nice and cool dude. So shout out to him, and it sucks that his channel's got two copyright strikes for really no reason. But.
So zero reason, because, you know, he doesn't do anything bad on the channel or anything like that. He just makes emulation and like, tech videos. Like, what's so wrong about that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Unless you're like, Nintendo.
It's ridiculous. It is.
All right. We got the Game Pass games for October.
Okay, so Microsoft has announced another Game Pass game for October 2024. Wave 1 lineup of games. Subscribers can expect to see them through, you know, the 10th of October. So, I have the Wave 1 lineup here. MLB The Show. This is for console. October 2nd, Game Pass Standard. Open Roads, console. October 2nd, Game Pass Standard as well. Sifu, I've always wanted to try that game.
I've heard it's pretty good.
It's like a Kung Fu type game. I've seen the gameplay on it and stuff. It's nice. But it's on cloud console and PC, October 2nd. Game Pass Ultimate, PC Game Pass, and Game Pass Standard. Mad Streets of Cloud Console PC this October 7th for Game Pass Ultimate, PC, Game Pass, and Standard as well. And Inscription, Cloud Console PC, October 10th, Game Pass Ultimate PC, Game Pass, you know, and yeah, obviously Standard. Whilst the announcement covers Wave 1 of, you know, October 2024, we know more of what's coming to the Game Pass later this month. Perhaps the biggest game to ever hit the Game Pass will be Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Can't wait for that.
I need to resubscribe to the Game Pass, so whenever it comes out,
I think it's going to automatically do it on Mobile's Core.
I hope so.
So, but yeah, it's going to launch on October 25th. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is the first Call of Duty, you know, to launch, you know, on Game Pass, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, first release, at least. You know, Microsoft's $69 billion equation of her acquisition of Activision Blizzard, and looking forward ahead. So there's going to be possible games here: StarCraft Remastered and StarCraft 2 Campaign Collection hit Game Pass on November 5th. That's going to be November.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft also announced 5 games leaving the Game Pass on October 15th. So I'm just going to say these as well.
Okay.
While we're at it, Dyson Sphere Program for PC, Everspace 2 for Cloud Console and PC, From Space for Cloud Console and PC, F1 Manager 2023 Cloud Console and PC, and Scorn for Cloud Console and PC.
So no real big hitters there.
Not really. I'm just leaving. There's no really big hitters at all. F1 Manager, I'm guessing that's like Formula One racing, like whatever.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, I've heard of Everspace 2. That's like the only game there that I've heard of. But did I get all the games, like,
yep,
for the Wii? Yeah, making sure. But yeah, so MLB The Show 2024, Open Roads, Sifu, Mad Streets, and Inscription.
Yep.
So yeah, those are all the games. I can't wait. I want to try out Sifu. I might get that in my
Alright. Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. You can follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everything but Facebook, buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Yes, actually. On TeePublic, I made a whole bunch of different merch designs, different collars, design. Oh, yeah. Like,
they look nice.
Of our logo. They look really nice, so go ahead and check those out. And, you know, get some if you want to.
You should.
A whole bunch of different collars. Probably have your favorite collar on there. So, you know, and it's of our neon logo, but it's obviously a whole different color. Like, the circle and all the green on our logo is a different color. So, yeah, you know, check it out.
I feel like blue, purple, orange, red, all kinds of different ones.
There's also, you know, a version of the thing where it's a black controller with like a reddish background, a whole bunch of different colors as well, like purple, you know, green, all that. So yeah, you can go check that out. It took me a while to do it. So.
Yeah. Go buy some merch so Rylan didn't do it for nothing.
Exactly. The purple looks nice too.
It does look nice.
I think I'm going to, when we get paid again, I'm getting me some merch finally. I know. Co-founder of this podcast, I don't own a single bit of merch.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I know, that's crazy. But you can get the shirts in any color that's there. You know, whatever. If you want like a maroon, get a maroon. No, there's a whole bunch of different colors you can choose from. Obviously, there's white, black, gray. You know, there's
blue. Yeah, there's all kinds of different. On TeePublic, there's a ton of different collar shirts.
Yeah. I just put like, instead of just some basic collars, I just put all of them because, you know, the logos, they look good with all of them, honestly.
Right,
So, yeah, just like, go check it out. You know, it'll be worth it, especially.
Definitely.
If you guys get the merch as well, nice quality and everything like that. So,
yeah.
Check it out.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.